When do you have your personal devotions? Hello everyone, I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. It is a fact that the best time to tune the instrument is before the concert. And it's good to start the day in God's Word. Remember that God provided manna in the morning.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice.
Holy Father, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only Son to pay the penalty for our sins, past, present, and future. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit that has sealed us as our guarantee that we are your children. We thank you and praise you for the blessing of the instruction book, the Bible, that guides us into all truth. Lord, you know us. You know how easily we are distracted, and that we allow so many other less important things to come between us and you. Especially as we desire to invest precious, intimate time with you in your Word, in your very presence. We need that daily quiet time to hear from you, to confess our sins, knowing that they are forgiven and the penalty is paid by your grace. God, as we take this time to praise and worship you, give us renewed strength by your Holy Spirit to set aside time, self-control, to make time for you regularly. Thank you for hearing and answering our requests as we pray in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
It's elementary, there must be something wrong, and I'm starting to realize this can't go on.
Wanna be a
doer of your word. Never, ever forget the truth that I have learned. Be a doer of your word.
doer, doer, I'm your word. Keep on obeying everything I've heard. Be a doer, doer of, doer of, doer of your word. It's not the first time it's happened, won't be the last. I think I'm finally mature, but just a little too fast. I close my Bible, convinced I'm really changed, but I'm not any different till I obey. I wanna be a doer, doer of your word. Never, ever forget the truth that I have learned. Be a doer, doer of, doer of your word.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's Call to Worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calledtoworship.us, then enter your email address at the bottom of our homepage. We really appreciate your letters and financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you'll contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. Well, maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at calltoworship.us. Thank you very much for listening today.
together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
To me.
I'm glad that you're investing this time with us as we fellowship together in worship, as we enjoy some manna for our souls.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. just as you are before your God.
Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your. Just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day.
manna for the soul. Well, over the years, I've heard several reasons for and benefits of doing my personal devotions in the morning, daily. One of the best reasons for this is that, quote, God gave manna in the morning. As His people would be hungry each day, He gave them sustenance each morning to get a good start on the day. First mention of manna is found in Exodus 16. You may remember reading about this historic event. Here's a refresher. And as we listen, watch for the many lessons, spiritual applications for the manna in our lives. Exodus 16. The Israelites were puzzled when they saw it. What is it? They asked each other. They had no idea what it was. And Moses told them, "It is the food the Lord has given you to eat." These are the Lord's instructions. Each household should gather as much as it needs. Pick up 2 quarts for each person in your tent. So the people of Israel did as they were told. Some gathered a lot, some only a little. But when they measured it out, everyone had just enough. Those who gathered a lot had nothing left over, and those who gathered only a little had enough. Each family had just what it needed. Then Moses told them, "Do not keep any of it until morning." But some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning. But by then it was full of maggots and had a terrible smell. Moses was very angry with them. After this, the people gathered the food morning by morning, each family according to its need. And as the sun became hot, the flakes that they had not picked up melted and disappeared. On the 6th day, they gathered twice as much as usual, 4 quarts for each person instead of 2. Then all the leaders of the community came and asked Moses for an explanation. He told them, "This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow will be a day of complete rest, a holy Sabbath day set apart for the Lord. So, bake or boil as much as you want today, and set aside what is left for tomorrow." So they put some aside until morning, just as Moses had commanded. And in the morning, the leftover food was wholesome and good, without maggots or odor. Moses said, "Eat this food today, for today is a Sabbath day dedicated to the Lord. There will be no food on the ground today. You may gather the food for 6 days, but the 7th day is the Sabbath. There will be no food on the ground that day." Some of the people went out anyway on the 7th day, but they found no food. The Lord asked Moses, "How long will these people refuse to obey my commands and instructions? They must realize that the Sabbath is the Lord's gift to you. That is why He gives you a 2-day supply on the 6th day, so there will be enough for 2 days. On the Sabbath day, you must each stay in your place. Do not go out to pick up food on the 7th day. So the people did not gather any food on the 7th day. The Israelites called the food manna. It was white like coriander seed, and it tasted like honey wafers. Then Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Fill a 2-quart container with manna to preserve it for your descendants. Then later generations will be able to see the food I gave you in the wilderness when I set you free from Egypt." So the people of Israel ate manna for 40 years until they arrived at the land where they would settle. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. From Deuteronomy chapter 8, "Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years? Humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey His commands. Yes, He humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you or your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord." And the manna God provided them in the wilderness wasn't the only provision. Nehemiah 9, "For 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, and they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell up." And listen to the spiritual parallels that Christ Himself gives us in John 6. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. And then there's the final mention of manna in Revelation. Revelation 2, anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give some of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven. Manna is clearly a symbol of God's provision, and as Deuteronomy 8 states, it is a serious reminder that we are not to live on bread alone, but to live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. As it comes to what time is the best time to feast on God's word, I believe that it is pretty obvious that we need to invest time in His word always and in always. Psalm 119. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Lord, help us to hunger for your word every day.
Behold how good He is. Oh, shout for joy to God, all the earth, sing glory to His name.
Thank you, Almighty God, for salvation through Jesus Christ, the penalty for our sins paid on His cross. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and also in song, as we've enjoyed a time of manna, food for the soul, and a reminder that in order to be a healthy Christian, we must partake of manna daily. I pray that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Friend, God is personally calling you today. Believe Jesus, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Friend, if you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart, forgive your sins, and give you a new life. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. That means that your prayers and faithful giving is vital to keeping us on the air. If you've been blessed by today's program, visit us online at calltoworship.us. And it would be fantastic to hear from you by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, and when you're led to help support the Call to Worship ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And until we answer the call to worship once again, John 6, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven.